The hind knelt before her undying masters and contemplated how it would feel to tear out their throats. Around her own throat, a silver torque lay cool and heavy. It never warmed against her skin, as if the taken lives it symbolized wanted her to endure death's icy grip as well. Did anyone in this chamber see the necklace for what it truly was? A collar, with a golden leash leading right to the monsters before her. And did those monsters ever suspect that their faithful pet sat at their feet and pondered the taste and texture of their blood on her tongue, on her teeth? But here she would kneel until given leave to rise, as this world would kneel until the six enthroned Asteri drained it dry and left its carcass to rot in the emptiness of space. The staff of the Eternal Palace had cleaned the blood from the shining crystal floor beneath her knees. No coppery tang lingered in the sterile air. No errant drops marred the columns flanking the chamber, as if the events of 2 days ago had never occurred. For a heartbeat, Lydia allowed herself a shred of pity for the Ophian agent she'd known, for the Fey Prince of Avalon who'd given everything to destroy the beings before her, as she had given everything, would still give everything.